You're listening to Trust Your Teeth, the podcast where lifestyle meets dentistry. It's sleek, it's smokeless, and it's everywhere. For many, vaping feels like the cleaner, modern alternative to smoking. No odor, no yellow stains, just smooth vapor and convenience. It seems harmless enough. But here's the part most people don't realize. Vaping doesn't just affect your lungs. It changes the way your gums heal, breathe, and protect your teeth. The same nicotine that keeps you reaching for the vape quietly restricts blood flow in your mouth. That means your gums, the foundation of your smile, get less oxygen, fewer nutrients, and less strength to fight off irritation and infection. Over time, that harmless habit can quietly create receding gums, chronic inflammation, and a smile that looks healthy on the surface but is struggling beneath. Let's break down what really happens. First, nicotine. Even without smoke, nicotine is still nicotine. It constricts blood vessels, cutting off circulation to gum tissue. Your gums may look pale or recede slowly over time. Healing after a cleaning or dental procedure takes longer. And infection risk rises, even if you brush and floss regularly. Studies show that vapers have nearly the same rate of gum inflammation as traditional smokers. Then there's the dryness. Vapor might feel moist, but it's actually dehydrating. The heat and chemical compounds reduce saliva flow by as much as 40% after just one session. Without saliva, bacteria thrive. Plaque sticks longer, cavities form faster, and bad breath becomes harder to hide. That sticky, coated feeling in your mouth? It's not from vapor, it's from the bacteria left behind. And then there's the part few people think about. Flavor. Those sweet, minty, or fruity flavorings that make vaping more enjoyable come with a chemical cost. Compounds like propylene glycol and glycerin can irritate gum tissue, breaking down the soft protective barrier that keeps bacteria out. The result? Chronic gum soreness, lingering inflammation that mimics infection, and over time, weakened tissue that struggles to repair itself. So, what can you do if vaping has become your go-to habit? Start with hydration. Drink water before and after vaping. Keep sugar-free gum or xylitol mints handy to boost saliva. And skip alcohol-based mouthwash. It only dries the mouth further. Next, moderate and monitor. Try to limit vaping, especially before bed when saliva naturally drops. Schedule professional cleanings every 3 to 4 months instead of every 6. And ask your dentist to check for early gum changes, even if everything feels fine. Finally, rebuild. Use fluoride or hydroxyapatite toothpaste to strengthen enamel. Try gentle rinses with aloe or green tea extract to calm inflammation. And support your gums from the inside with a balanced diet. Leafy greens and vitamin C go a long way. Because here's the truth. Vaping doesn't stain your teeth like cigarettes, but it harms them from within. It dries the mouth, weakens gum tissue, and slows healing. You may not see the effects right away, but they build quietly over time. At KYT Dental Services, we understand that modern lifestyles come with modern challenges. Patients who vape often don't notice the impact until gums start to recede, or sensitivity becomes routine. That's why our approach focuses on early prevention and restoration, hydration-based cleanings, desensitizing treatments, and gum therapy that reverses irritation before it turns chronic. Because even the cleaner habit should never cloud your smile's future. Thanks for listening to Trust Your Teeth. If you found today's episode helpful, follow the show and share it with someone who could use a reminder to protect their smile. Until next time, breathe smarter, smile stronger.